refreshing than tree foam on a hot afternoon. It's DJ Arb.
Standing on the sidelines of life and vitality, looking up. Standing on the short side of progress and equality, looking up. Standing in the conflict of fact and generality, looking up. Standing with my hope, pride and formality, looking up. Looking up, looking up, cause I'm down so low. I can't look down, there's no place to go. I'm looking up. Looking up, looking up to the sky so bright, to that happy day when the world is right. I'm looking up. I'm standing in the road facing partiality, looking up. Standing on the principles of faith and cordiality, looking up. Standing on the rights of voting and plurality, looking up. Standing on the concept of social hospitality, looking up. Looking up, looking up, cause I'm down so low. I can't look down, cause there's no place to go. I'm looking up. Looking up to the sky so bright, to that happy day when the world is right. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up.
Half for me and the other half for you.
Yum.
Okay, what do you guys think? Can you hear me now? Is it the dryer? Is it the steamroller? Are you in pain? Can you hear me? Am I quiet? Am I loud? Okay, but low, okay? How about now? A little too loud? Or is this better? Cranked it. Ah, okay. I don't know why. At first I thought there was some ground issue, all these loose cables on the table, but okay, we're clean. It's shower day. And we just heard Looking Up from Roy in Georgia, and now things are looking up. After the world fell down for a second, at least. That mic break there. That was the Lord's The World is Falling Down. And the bird song from the fabulous bird group. I can't find any, I don't know if that's the real name, I don't know who the group, if there's no internet history or record of this fabulous bird group, and looking up something called the Bird Song is not easy, as you might imagine. And I was shamed brutally by the old codger for sharing that song, so I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. I think it's cute. I don't know. Okay, before that, The Singing Sons with I Need Your Power. Jerry Hayes, not Grandma Jerry, but Jerry Hayes with Baby That's All. And Door Banger, it's from The Kingpins. I didn't even get to back announce before that, so real quick, Headed for Heartache from, no, Searchin' from Whitey Gallagher. Headed for Heartache from Lee Elliott. Harlem Nocturne from J.J. Jones. Short and Sweet One from Monster Rally, The Island School. Diamonds was from Jet Harris and Tony Meehan, and Lily's Theme from Paul Dunlap. We're going to go out today with the Voyage Limpid sound, and stick around for sure for Cha-Cha Heels up next.
Yeah.
Remember how good people used to taste?
Set the book you are reading down for the night. The time in between doesn't exist for you, but we do. We exist in a way. Still don't understand what I'm saying? Well, let me ask you this. What happens when you fall asleep every night? Do you freeze in time, or do you go somewhere? These are the thoughts I have when I'm frozen in place, waiting for next week to come, so I can finish what happened last Monday on Cha Cha Heels.
What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me. What's the matter with me? I can't lose it cool like I used to. Suffering from an aching leg, sweet arthritis gone to my head. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me. Shimmy like I used to. What's the matter with me? I can't shimmy, shimmy like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me.
Man, I'm so stiff.
Sometimes I think I'm in the fourth dimension. Better put in for my old age pension. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me. Yes, I truly do.
Man, I'm so stiff. I sound like a walking junkyard when I walk. You know, more or less like the screeching dove. Man, I still feel bad.
Just a couple of hours away from the event of the season, the Beyond Beauty Pageant, a celebration of the world beyond conventional beauty. If you have a monobrow, a mega brow, duck lips, cauliflower ear, carrot toes, dick nose, nose dick, moose knuckle, camel sack, cake decorators, permanent side eye, permanent pancakes, neck folds, burnt tips, loose lips, or loose booty, or anything like that, and you still think you are visually stunning, come on down to the Charles Fart Theater tonight, because you could be a winner, baby. Who will wear the crown of new beauty, beyond beauty? It could be you.
have a few hours to get you ready for the pageant. We must hurry, Francine. Hurry.
Oh, I don't know, Cuddles. It seems like a bad idea.
Don't chicken out, Francine. This is what exposure therapy should feel like. It's meant to make you feel more comfortable. Besides, this is a different kind of pageant. It's a beyond beauty pageant. They aren't looking for traditional beauty. That is très passé. What is Akarant and Rosh Hashanah now is embracing your flaws. I mean, uniqueness.
Well, if it's about being flawed, you're right. I could be a contender. Where did you hear about this flaw contest?
It's called Beyond Beauty, Francine. And I heard about it on the radio from Cornhole Collins.
Cuddles, lately you've been going on about nothing but this Cornhole fellow. You're not having an affair, are you?
Oh, Merd, no. Francine, he's a DJ on the radio. He's a DJ on the radio.
Oh, I don't listen to the radio. Too many commercials. I just want to buy everything. I'm very easily swayed.
Oh, Francine, you're the most coercionist gal I know.
Well, since it makes you so happy, maybe I should start listening to this cornhole on the radio, too.
Ooh, I don't know, Francine. There's a lot of adult language, and I know how you feel about swearing.
Thank you for warning me, Cuddles, but I'm trying to be more open-minded. I've realized that only renting movies that are under PG to make up for the fact that my ex-husband is a pornographer was a bad idea. So I've moved my ratings up to PG-13. I can handle it. Let's listen in. See what's happening. I mean, hear what's happening.
I don't know if it's such a good idea, Francine. If we turn on the radio, it will create a 7-second delay of endless feedback loops. The world will stand still within a vacuum of crescendoing repeats.
Cuddles, you aren't making any sense.
Oh, Francine, I'm sorry. It's just that it's not a good idea to listen to the radio when you are on the
what, Cuddles? I'm too tired for riddles.
Oh, sorry, Francine. It must be the tab talking. Just promise me you won't turn on the radio right now. And let's focus on getting you ready for the Beyond Beauty pageant. We only have a few hours. So hurry, Francine. Oh, hurry. Hurry, Francine.
Cuddles. I'm a blank slate. Tell me what to do. I'm giving up my control top to you.
The first thing we need to do is locate the areas of interest that we can highlight. Everyone has things that they hide from the world, and they think is shameful. But it's probably one of the most beautiful things about them.
Well, there's my beach ball body, but that's hardly hiding.
Well, Francini Weenie, that's honestly a very good start. And you do hide that beautiful beach bod wearing a muumuu. This gives me an idea. Here, you can wear my leotard. Let me just slip out of it. Oh, damn designers. Well, now it only has one arm. Here, put this one-armed leotard on, Francine.
Ooh, it's a little small for me, but you're the boss.
Trust me, Francine. You will be a knockout when I am done with you.
This leopard print one-armed leotard is finally on. Am I a knockout yet? It feels a little tight and, short. My pudendal area feels strained.
Oh, Francine, I think those PG-13 movies have been influencing your language. You look great.
Well, I'm glad it's working. Let's go to the pageant.
Not just yet, Francini. You are getting there, but right now you aren't quite the special enough to be a contender.
Well, what would make me special enough? I'm not sure of the value system being used here.
Let me get out the list of qualifications. I have it somewhere around here. Oh, here it is. Side rolls. Bus driver arms. Hammer toes. Popeyes, bitch face, corn teeth, elephant tit, small cocks, beach balls.
Beach balls? Back rolls? Cuddles, let me see that. Monobrow, megabrow, duck lips, cauliflower ear, carrot toes, dick nose, nose dick, moose knuckle, camel sack, cake decorator, side eye, pancakes, neck folds, burnt tips, loose lips, loose booty, bald spots, frog waddle. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Francine, do any of these qualifications ring a bell?
Cuddles, I'm going to tell you something I've never told anyone before. I have alopecia.
Alopecia? Is that something that you put in your smoothies?
No, Cuddles. Alopecia means I don't have any hair. I wear a wig. See? I'll pull it off for you. Take a good look, Cuddles. You're the only person that has seen me, Francine, for who I truly am. A beach ball balanced on top of a larger beach ball.
Oh, Francine, au contraire. Your big, bald head is très jolie and just the edge you need to be a contestant in Beyond Beauty. Here, let me show you a makeup tip. You are so lucky to have no hair. There's more room for eyeshadow. Here, let me show you how your large pate becomes a canvas for exploration of ornamentation.
What are you doing with that eyebrow pencil? Oh my gosh.
Voila! Congratulations, Francine. You are now the owner of 5 eyebrows. Look in the mirror. A gem of unique beauty.
Oh my, I look very surprised.
Don't you just love it, Francine?
I guess I like it. It is unique. And you're right, there's so much more room for eyeshadow when you have 5 eyebrows.
A bucket of paint fell on her head. Her friends all thought that she was dead. They ran to her. She opened her eyes. She just had paid for all her life.
She was a bald-headed baby. She was a bald-headed baby. She was a bald-headed baby. Baby for the rest of her life.
She went to the stove to buy a wig. The man told her, "Your head's too big." She said, "Oh, tell me, can a wig be found? There's no such luck, because you're bound
to be a bald.
She went to the beauty shop to see what they had. The man told her, "Your luck is bad." She said, "Oh, tell me, what can I do?"
"Get some horse hair and a bottle of glue." She was a bald-headed baby.
In the looks department, I think we have gone far beyond the valley of the ultra beauty pageant winners. Just look at you in your ripped up leotard with your bald head and 5 eyebrows. A real stunner.
Yes, I'm surprised. I'm quite enjoying this new look. I can hardly recognize the old Francine, and yet I see more of me than ever before.
That is the power of Beyond Beauty. Now, we don't have much time. Hurry, hurry. We have to learn a talent routine. Talent makes up for over half of your points. Tell me again what you are good at, Francini.
Well, my talent has always been making salads. And recently, smoothies. When I was in the Miss Soft Crab contest, I did the cutest routine making coleslaw.
Of course, Francine. I remember from last week's show.
What do you mean about last week's show? I told you about Miss Soft Crab in my breakfast nook about 40 minutes ago.
Oopsie doopsie, Francine. That was my mistake. I don't know what I was saying. Never mind. You're right. There's no show about you.
Well, okay. Do you think I should dust off the old coleslaw-making routine for this pageant?
I think salad tossing is the perfect standout talent for a Beyond Beauty pageant. But I think we need to update it a little. Have you ever heard of a candle salad, Francine?
No, I haven't, but I don't really keep up with trends, so I'm not surprised. What is a candle salad?
Well, candle salad is very popular in the Beyond Beauty community, and it just so happens I know a snappy little candle salad making routine. I could teach you really quick, but we would need the ingredients. Do you have bananas, pineapple rings, maraschino, cherries, whipped cream, and 2 wilted lettuce leaves? Perhaps?
Of course I have all those ingredients, Cuddles. I'm a good Christian woman.
Enchanté, Francine. Oh, we have to hurry, though, because the Beyond Beauty pageant starts in less than 2 hours.
I tend to pick up a salad tossing routine pretty quick. I'm a natural. Here's the ingredients.
Okay, Francine. Watch and follow me in the mirror. 5, 6, 7, 8. Time you tossed a candle salad.
It really does come naturally. After the first minute, I wasn't even looking in the mirror. Tell me, though, Cuddles, do these candle salads remind you of anything?
Oh, Francine, you are so funny. Francine, someone's at the door, eh?
Oh my God, it's my mother, LaRue. She can't see me like this.
Francine, is that you? I can hear somebody lumbering around in there. Answer the door, or I will call the fire department.
Cuddles, will you get rid of her?
Never mind. I know where you keep the key for when you drunk lock yourself out. That begonia pot never had a cobweb on it.
So sorry, you see, I...
Who are you? What are you doing in my daughter's house? Perhaps I should call the police.
No, please don't do that. No, please don't do that.
Oh, hey, Mother LaRue, eh?
Oh, God, it's you.
And if this could get worse, you're completely nude. Where is Francine, Cuddles? What are you doing here? And who is this beast?
I'm sorry, Mother LaRue. Francine is out of town at a meditation retreat. My friend and I are house-sitting for Francine, walking the dog, watering the plants,
taking out the garbage, sorting the recycling.
Meditation. A hobby for lazy people. I can't tell you how this is very inconvenient for me. I need $100 for the pharmacy, and Francine owes me continuously. I know she keeps emergency cash in that girdle drawer. I'm going upstairs to rummage around.
Mother, I don't want you going through my girdle drawers. Those are private.
Listen, you, I don't know who you are, and you've got no right of telling me I can't go through my own daughter's private things.
It's very rude stopping by without warning.
I would be more aggressive. But frankly, you are a fearsome woman. Although I don't understand your look, I have a twinge of respect for you, which I never had for my daughter, which you also kind of remind me of. What did you say your name was?
Her name is,
Pleased to meet you, Mother LaRue. My name is Babs.
Hello. Now, respectfully, get the fuck out of my way so I can swipe some of my daughter's girdle money. Mama needs some nose candy. Oops. I mean, my prescriptions from the pharmacy.
I have $100 for you, Mother LaRue. Here, have $200.
Well, I will take it. But only as a symbolic gesture that there really is nothing fair in this world.
Enchanté.
Goodbye, Cuddles. Goodbye, Babs.
Goodbye. Mother. She didn't even recognize me. My own mother. She thought I was someone else. Someone to be feared.
When your own mother doesn't recognize you. When your own mother fears you.
Only then have you reached the peak above
and beyond.
And beyond the valley of ultra mega beauty pageants.
Oh my gosh, it's just like in our favorite novel.
Oh, Cuddles, do you really think so? Have I ascended into the sweet, delicious oblivion of hedonism and alternative aesthetics?
Maybe so, Babs.
I've always wanted to be a Babs.
Oh no, it's almost time for the Beyond Beauty pageant. Oh, we need to pack up the candle salad and call a cab.
A cab? Don't you still have a driver?
It's Heinz's night off. I only can him if it's an emergency. He just sits at home and waits for me to need him, though. Not much of a life.
Well, he goes more places than I do. Hello? Is this the Von Tussle Cab Company? Oh, well, you didn't say so at first. I'm supposed to say I have a Groupon. Okay, well, try and come faster. We're in sort of a hurry. Goodbye.
Be assertive, that's right. Babs, be assertive. Be the beautiful, bald woman with five eyebrows of your dreams.
Well, baby, you know I love you. But there's just one thing you gotta do. Yeah, you gotta change.
Here, we better go.
Hold on, I need to touch up your upper eyeshadow.
Do you have the candle salad kit?
Do you remember your routine?
Okay, stage mother Cuddles. I will stop nagging you. Oh, the honks are getting angrier. We need to go, Cuddles.
But I don't have an outfit yet.
Oh, right. You've been naked for so long, I kind of forgot. The way your skin hangs, it's kind of like an outfit.
Hey, you're right, Francine. Maybe if I just fold this part over that part and pull this section down a little. And then move this part over here. What do you think?
It looks just like a flesh-colored bodycon mini dress.
Because that's what it is.
That cabbie is going to reject the Groupon if we're too late.
I'm ready. Let's go. Just got to put my keys in my pocket.
Friend and I are running a little late.
Well, no shit. I've been waiting out here 10 minutes. With the meter running.
We're late to a beauty pageant. Hurry, hurry. Circle the block once and head straight to the Charles Fart Theater. Hurry.
Jesus Christ. Late and then in a hurry. All customers are the same. You two are much, much uglier than most, though.
Very rude. No wonder you need a Groupon.
Beauty contest, you say? What are you doing there? Cleaning up after?
I've got a mind to report you to your manager.
Go ahead and report me, bald Karen. I am the manager, and I bought this cab company just so I could be rude to anyone and to everyone who gets in my back seat.
Well, that's not a very nice motivation. Why don't you try and do something you love? I hear it's rewarding.
I am doing something I love.
You love driving a cab.
So, what kind of beauty pageant am I taking you to? Is it for half-wits?
Why don't you stick to driving and leave the beauty contest stuff to us? I don't think you'd understand. You seem very, narrow-minded.
Oh, are you talking about my figure? Well, sweetheart, I happen to know a lot about beauty pageants, you see. I was Miss Soft Crab of 1955, and that title, it was not handed to me on a silver platter.
Oh my God, this can't be happening. It's Velma, my nemesis from the Miss Soft Crab competition.
Who?
The one who said I had crabs in my hair.
But Francine, you did have crabs in your hair.
She made me lose the pageant, remember?
Of course I do remember. And if I forgot, or it didn't make sense to me what's happening right now, I could re-listen to last week's episode in the archives. The episode titled Miss Soft Crab, which takes place last Monday, the same night that this takes place, except that this is happening a week later.
What are you two whispering about back there? Are you plotting against me? I really don't like secrets.
Nothing. We were just practicing our answers about the children. Tell us more about this Miss Soft Shell.
It's Miss Soft Crab. I boosted sales. I made all the right moves. I even married the boss. And then I divorced him when he got soft crab. But I made a lot of money in alimony. So, there I was, bitter, bored, and yearning to get back out there. So, I invested in this taxi company, Miss Soft Cab.
I think you two might have some things in common.
Me and her, the bald soprano. I don't think so.
I know who you are, Velma. I've followed your career.
Oh, are you a fan? Have a scrapbook you want me to sign? Kisses, Velma. Eat more crab, Velma. She clawed her way to the top, and she grew a tough outer shell. And she lived in the tank, in a fancy restaurant. And every day, people came by to pick a crab to eat. But nobody picked her. Nobody said, that one. So, the crab just got old, and it rotted on the inside of her hard shell, and she died.
We can get off right here. I think we can walk the rest of the way. What do you think, Francine? We'll just get out right here on this corner. Thank you, cab lady.
I'll tell you what. If you two are in a hurry, I know a shortcut to get to the theater. We're going to take some back roads, but you trust me, don't you?
I think we should take the Google Maps suggested route. No need to go off course, Velma.
Hey. No need to get paranoid here. I'm just doing a favor for a big fan. Like, a private tour with a celebrity driver.
Driving pretty far out of town. I think the theater is about 30 minutes in the other direction.
I just need to make a left and we'll be there. All right. Well, you're here. Now get out.
But we're in the middle of nowhere. This isn't the Charles Fart Theater. This is a dusty back road.
Look, you already got the Groupon discount. I took you where you needed to go. Now get the fuck out. Before I do something really crazy.
I think we should do what this crabby cabby lady says.
All right. We will get out. But I just want to say one thing to you, Velma. I am a divorced, middle-aged woman as well. But I am not bitter. I've hated you my whole life. Thought you had everything and I had nothing. Well, it turns out I was wrong. I have something you don't have. A heart.
Well, I almost shed a tear. Maybe I will save it for when I win the beauty contest at the Charles Fart Theater tonight. See you later. Freaks.
footsteps, baby. I've been walking all night in search of you. I've been standing on the corner, walking in the street. You've been out with Charlie again now. That won't do. Footsteps, baby. I've been walking all night in search of you. Oh, I've been standing on the corner, walking in the street. You've been out with Charlie again now. That won't do.
Francine, I'm sorry we never made it to the Beyond Beauty pageant. You didn't get your exposure therapy, but look around you. Now you're exposed to nature.
It's all right, Cuddles. I feel like coming face to face unexpectedly with Velma, my pageant arch nemesis, was exposure therapy too. Seeing how bitter a person becomes in their obsession with winning. Well, I'm glad not to be a winner.
I think if you are satisfied with where you are and who you are, that is winning. Tonight and last week and last week tonight, we saw how striving to win can set up a toxic cycle of disappointment that can lead to deep bitterness.
Cuddles! Francine!
Oh, la la, it is my driver, Hines. Over here, Hines. Hurry, Hines. Hurry, Hines. Hurry.
Oh, Cuddles, I have been listening on the radio, trying to find you. I know she dropped you off somewhere south, but I couldn't find you.
Hines,
shh. What was that, Cuddles? Were we on the news?
Nothing, Francine. We have a ham radio. Just me and Hines talk to each other. Climb into the back of the limo and Hines will drive us both home. Ashante.
We'll be right back. Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
All right, it's time again for everybody to stop hitting themselves and listen to some music. Thank you, Solo and Arb. And who else was on? Oh, I turned off the chat. I was putting together this show, so I'm sorry I didn't listen to Solo and Arb today. Sorry, guys. Most weeks I try to listen. Especially if I do these things in advance, which I should. Today, a bunch of different things. I encounter music during the week. The cool thing about Sheena's and the show and all the fellow DJs is that I get to, I need to, and I get to find new things. So there's a few new things I found, some things I've played before, and some things apparently that have never been played before on Sheena's or FMU. So that's nice. That's always nice. However, this has been played before, and I always like it. I think I originally got it from the 365 Days Project, curated by our own Reverend Otis, but it is The Ecumenical Movement by Robin and Crystal Bernard, better known for their Monkey Song song from that album from, what was it, 1972. Called Feudin', Fussin', and Frettin', produced and featuring the Reverend Jerry Falwell as a younger man. Anyway, oh, and I believe Crystal Bernard went on to be a TV actress, most notably in, what was that called? It was a show about a small airline on the East Coast. Somebody can think of it. Anyway, Robin and Crystal Bernard, The Ecumenical Movement.
We hear a lot of talk about the ecumenical movement. They say that we should get together and all be one big family. Catholic, Protestant, and Jew, Buddhist, Muslim, and Hindu. I guess they want the devil too in the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule. Trinity, the blood of Christ on Calvary, they've made a better way, you see, through the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule and Sermon on the Mount, but whether you've ever been born again doesn't even seem to count. I know my sins are all forgiven, and I am on my way to heaven. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement. These folks, they talk about the ecumenical movement. Say we all travel different roads, but they all lead to heaven. But God's word does plainly say Jesus is the only way. So put your trust in him, Dunay, not the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule and the Sermon on the Mount, but whether you've ever been born again doesn't even seem to count. I know my sins are forgiven, and I am on my way to heaven. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement.
And all the people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Robin and Crystal.
Bernard. This song I originally heard on Dr. Demento, our spiritual mentor, and I think it started me on this weird path. It had to have. And you all know it. Here it is, Tony Borello.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because this new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms.